Well, hey, folks, we are opening up our inbox as we finish out the show, and I get to answer today's question because it's about single people, and I'm single, in case you had forgotten. Anyway, this is a good question, so let me just launch into it. She says, I'm a single gal in my 30s that would like to travel around the States and maybe someday abroad. However, I have a limited income and don't necessarily want to always travel by myself. I've made several trips with family in the past, but was wondering if you know of any safe, quality travel groups or other suggestions that would help me to make this dream a reality. I'd love specific ideas for someone who doesn't have much money. Well, good question. And of course, I totally am the one to answer it because I love to travel. I actually travel alone a lot for work, especially. But usually when I do vacations, I grab a friend or a family member or whatever, or a group of friends. So it's a little hard to address each of those individually because, yeah, traveling alone, I've done a fair amount of it, actually. And so the first suggestion that I would give, and this just might be helpful in kind of even finding out what's out there, is to find a good, a solid, like, Christian travel agent who's out there who will have ideas about affinity groups that travel together, and when I say affinity group, I mean based on your hobbies or your interests or ministry interests, that kind of thing. Just a good person to have in your back pocket. They are always free to you. They get paid by the various travel companies. So just having that person in your wheelhouse is a good sounding board for ideas that could be out there and deals that could be out there. It is a great way to just maximize that kind of benefit. Also, though, I would say just figuring out ideas. I mean, there are just a number of things that are available. Like, first of all, missions trips are a great way to get together with other believers. You don't have to have like a posse with you. You go and you become a part of an automatic team. Whether that is a missions trip, you know, with a group that you know or whatever. I mean, I even think of one of these days here at Focus on the Family, I'm going to get on one of our Ray Vanderlaan That the World May Know trips to Israel. Just pick a place that you know you have a heart for, or just a type of mission work that you would like. That's a great way to get out and about. And I'm not saying like, hey, and just make it a vacation. No, it's ministry. But it's a great opportunity to get to know other believers and really make an impact. There are also a number of cruises out there that you can go by yourself. For example, like I know every year K-Love does a cruise. A lot of the Christian networks and different ministries do cruises. So pick one that you know, that you love, and you're going to make some friends on those. And it's very easy to do something like that as a single person. And the cost is all broken down for you. You're going to figure that out right off the bat and figure out ways to do it. I would highly recommend the Gaither Cruise because they make that available. But that's just my own plug. Sorry, folks, but I can say it. Okay. I would say also another great idea, you mentioned just going across the states. Maybe you could find the home of a friend or family member. So say, you know, they're not right near you, some in another state. Go and stay with them and use them as your home base. And then you can rent a car and take day trips. And that's a safe way to do something where you're not, you know, staying in sketchy motels or being out and about, but you can explore a significant area in a good amount of time. I love doing that, like with national parks. I'm a big fan of the national parks, so I like going there and hanging out and hiking. Now, okay, you don't want to hike by yourself, and they're generally safe except for bears and mountain lions, so please watch your back on that front. But as far as just the number of people, they're usually full of people, and so it can be a pretty safe place to go, and you just bring your camera and hike and be awesome. But just doing that, using kind of a location, picking a location and using it as your home base is a great way to do that. Any kind of joining a tour is going to get you there as well. And then, you know, this is going to sound like dumb and really trite and very obvious, but I would say also just begin working now on finding a friend or a coworker or someone who's willing to go with you. I remember talking about cruises with a coworker of mine, and she's like, I would love to do a cruise someday, but I can never find anyone to go with. And I'm like, come with us next time we go. You'll make new friends. It's just a great way to kind of bring other people into the mix, you know, give folks time to save up and, you know, save their money. You can do it inexpensively. You can all contribute your ideas. But it is a good opportunity to not just have your mind set on, oh, I'm just just going to travel solo and that's all I'm going to do. Sometimes that's great and sometimes it's doable. But also look at picking a friend or a family member who you maybe want to get to know a little better even, and put them as part of your plans. So hopefully that gives you a few different ideas. Like I said, I love to travel and have done many different things, and many of them are story worthy. My goodness, you get good stories out of it, folks. But thanks for your question. And we appreciate you writing that in and being honest. Hopefully it's helpful to everyone. All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. Those of you on the radio, we always love it when you listen to us. For those of you podcast listeners, we want to remind you to hop over to iTunes and rate our show on iTunes. Write a review because that will allow other people to find our show. And it kind of gives people a good bird's eye view of what they're going to expect when they listen to the show. And we love it when we find new peeps to join us here at The Boundless Show. So we hope you would do that. Like right now. I mean, you can stop listening. Just go over there right now. Okay. All right, folks, that's it for this week. We love you. We will see you around next week for The Boundless Show.